Hello everyone, welcome back to another Craft of the Draft video. Today's video is similar to what we did with the boys about a month ago. We're going to do our fantasy draft for the Girls Talent League players, and we love doing it with the boys. It was pretty fun on the spot. Jonty, this was your idea, and we're back again doing it for the girls. So I'll throw to you to explain, if you haven't watched this before, what we are doing today, because it is a pretty fun concept.
Yeah, so it's essentially we're each going to pick 23 players and we're going to rotate who gets the picks. So I'll start with pick one because Nathan got pick one in the boys, and then Nathan will have his pick one. And essentially we can pick anyone from any full-time talent league clubs. We can pick any player in any position. So if I wanted to pick a ruck first, I could do that. If I wanted to pick a full forward first, that's fine too. Obviously, once a player's taken, they're taken and the other person can't take them. And for that reason, it's not a mock draft because there will be some players who go a little bit higher based on the fact that that position, there might be a little bit more of a demand because there is a bit of a gap between the top players in that position and the lower end players in the talent league. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we go with this one. Obviously, like the boys, it's only those who are draft eligible this year who we can select from, and it's going to be snappy. So there's not going to be a lot of time between selections. So as soon as one of us is selected, we're going to basically throw it over to the next person. But without any further ado, I'm going to start with my one, and going in the forward pocket is going to be Alicia Pisano, the excitement person. Machine out of the Eastern Rangers. He kicked 38 goals, 24 this year. And yeah, so many teams tried to shut her down, but no matter what happened, she was still able to turn it on for a period and find a way to have two or three goals kicked each game at least.
Okay, well, that was obvious. That was always going to happen, that one. My pick one, I'm going to, okay, so my idea with the boys was, you know, your defense is your best offense. I'm actually going to switch up that idea, and I'm going to start with my offense as well. I'm going to put Christy Lee Weston Turner at 7.5 forward.
Yeah,
I think the height always makes a difference in the girls' competition, and I think that's something that's pretty versatile. She moves like she's about 10 centimeters shorter, so I'm going to put her at half forward. We know she's a goal threat, so she's my pick one.
And my pick two, just to make sure I do have some real quality in that forward half from a high point of view, Georgia Clark, who, in a similar vein to Christy Lee Weston Turner, has that ability to be the focal point of a forward line, and her contested markings really stood out this season. Tasmania, half forward for me, centre half forward.
I really don't know where to go now. This is quite hard on the spot. Okay, I have to put her in. On the wing, Michaela Williamson.
On the wing, that's a really interesting interesting position to put someone on the wing.
I'm confident I can feel the depth in the on the inside. I'd like her on the wing for this, just to have that quick run and gun on the outside. It's hard. Okay, maybe in hindsight, that is one. I don't want to wait on her because you will take her eventually. So I just want her in the team.
I would have taken her next. I can reveal that. I'm just interested you put her on the wing and not at the first centre bounce. But I'll move on to my next pick, who, yeah, I'm going to get some class in that midfield. And I'm going to go, I think, with Bridie O'Rourke out of the Bendigo Pioneers. Powerful and explosive. Okay. She fills the centre position for me.
Okay. I'm going to also follow you in terms of position in that center position. I'm going to be a bit more adventurous with the girls than I was with the boys. I'm going to put Jess Wrench right in the middle, which is different because obviously we saw her a lot at halfback, but I'm big on her courageousness. That she's just tough. She'll win the footy and not be afraid of a lot. And I know height is what I'll probably lack on the inside, but I'm prepared to do that and just play around with it a little bit. So she goes in my next position.
Hayley McLaughlin is my next. On a wing, the standout winger of the competition this year. Her two-way running's excellent and her ball use also stands out. So she goes on a wing for me, the Eastern Rangers prospect.
Well, look, you screwed me over there because that's one I would love to put. So I'm going to put Gemma Rigoni on my other wing, which is one you're quite big on. Yeah, love what she provided when she moved up to the wing. She was so effective, especially in those last couple of weeks moving into finals. She was pretty pivotal in their grand final winning run. So she goes on the other wing, and it would have been, you know, her or McLaughlin I would have gone with.
Definitely. You definitely wedded her on a wing and not half back.
Yeah. Yes. Well, look, I would struggle to fill that win position if I didn't put her there. So she has to go there for me.
Yeah. So those two wing positions now filled for you, along with the centre position and centre half forward. For me, I've got a winger, a centre half forward, and then a forward pocket. The next player that I am going to select is I'm going to go with Kaylee Kavanagh. Some class in the midfield. So baller has played a really complete for the Calder Cannons and Vic Metro, and her strength and ability to stand up in tackles really stands out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really under pressure now, and I kind of said this pre-recording. I feel like if you take a few of the players I want, I'm in a bit of trouble. Okay, one of my followers, I'll put her over, I'm surprised she hasn't even gone yet, is Laura Stone.
Yeah, wow. How have we not taken her?
Yeah, we kind of have to take her while she's still on the table.
Yeah.
Great presence in the middle. You want her there. So, yeah, had to take her because I think I would have been in quite a lot of trouble if I didn't.
Probably an oversight that we let her slip to, what was it, pick 10 or thereabouts. So, yeah, certainly one of the best, if not the best player in the talent league. So a nifty selection from you there. My next selection is going to be, I haven't got anyone in defense yet, so I'm thinking I do need someone as that sort of key defender to start that back line for me, and I'm going to go with a Dandenong Stingray, Gemma Ramsdale, who finished the season like a house on fire. She's going to go at fullback.
Yep. That's one I expected you to do there, so I'm not too fazed by that one. I want to finish my midfield up pretty quickly. So I'm going to finish playing in the centre stoppages. I want to put Amy Gaylor in there.
Yeah.
Very good connection with Kaylee Cav. Obviously different teams, but we know how well those two work together. Would love her in there, and I think her and Laura Stone would be a very nice pairing. So I just wanted to fill out that midfield, and I made the choice of doing my ruck early with the boys. I'm going to do what you did and leave it till the end now. So
I'm not necessarily going to select my ruck anytime soon either. So it might be our last selection, both of us. But my next selection is going to be Meg Robertson, and she's going to fill a follow-up position for me. And yeah, I just really like her ability to release teammates and her fearlessness to win the ball in an under. She was uber consistent for the Dandenong Stingrays this season and played a really strong champs game against WA.
Great selection there. I'm just, for a bit of context, I'm deleting players as Jonty says yes. So if there's a bit of delay in our responses, we're just trying to figure out who's next for us. I have to put someone in my back line because there is no one there at the moment. I'll fill out the full back position and one that I don't think you would have had on your list probably, but I'm going to put Jazz Shepherd at fullback because we do know from the football she played, especially throughout the middle of the year, she's got the capability there to lock down and exits really well, something she built on throughout the year. So very solid in that fullback position. And there are a few that could have gone with there, but I like Jazz Shepherd there.
No, she certainly was in my list. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get to pick her now, but I do have some others that I can pick from. The next player, just because I'm a little bit concerned about my wing depth, not because I necessarily think she's going to go this high, but I am going to go Keely Fullerton from the Bendigo Pioneers. Yeah. Really, her, I think her running capacity is outstanding and she's played a really important role for Bendigo this year. So I'm putting her on a wing, quite early, just because I want to make sure I've got some really strong players in that wing position who can run games out well like her.
I'm going to continue to build on my back line, and I'm just looking at your half forward line, and the one I want to match up on Georgia Clark is Delaney Madigan.
Yeah.
So she goes at centre half back. And again, one you probably could have put at fullback as well. But she sits there. We saw she was up and down throughout the season, but her intercepting capability when it was on, it was really on. So be interesting matchup there. And sadly, we won't get to see it unless they match up at AFLW level or another level. So I'm putting her at centre half back purely for that matchup of Georgia Clark.
Played a really strong grand final as well. Yeah. Delaney Madigan, and yeah, probably an underrated prospect, to be completely honest, and keen to see what she does at VFLW level, assuming she doesn't get drafted next year. Tanisha Kikoak goes at centre half back for me. Now, she did play her best footy in the ruck, but I do want a big body in that defence who's able to match up on some of the best forwards. So I guess she'd probably get that Christy Lee Western Turner matchup if this game was to be played. And yeah, she did play a little bit of footy in defence at the start of the season. I know we were both at a game and really impressed with what she did against the Bendigo Pioneers. Mm-hmm. I think it was round 4, round 5. So yeah, she goes in my back line.
Back to the forward line for me.
Yep.
And I'll move into the last line of my forwards. Would like a full forward. I'm going to put Sophie Butterworth in that position at full forward. Obviously could play a little higher if she wanted to, but she's so powerful, can move anywhere. So I think in terms of reliability of hitting the scoreboard, you're pretty confident that you put her there and she's going to do her job. So she's at my full forward position.
And I'm going to follow suit from a full forward point of view. Chantal Mason fills that position for me, regular goal kicker for the Geelong Falcons, able to do it at ground level, obviously a really good mark as well. So, yeah, I think her and Georgia Clark being a 1-2 punch up forward is really dangerous.
Going to continue forward line again. Just want to bolster it a little bit more and have some sort of three key players that are in there. I'll go with a smaller forward. I've loved Lila Keck all year watching her football. Bit of a goal sneak. I think you can rely on her. When the ball goes to ground is when she's most dangerous as well, and she loves a good celebration. So if we're judging our teams on celebrations, I've probably won just off Lila Keck there. So she goes into my forward pocket.
And I'm going to go with Lily Jordan, someone who's really good at ground. Her ground balls are really, really good, understands where to be. And if she's at the feet of someone like a Georgia Clark or a Chantal Mason and understands how they play, I think she's someone who would go really well and thrive. And obviously she's played some footy for some different teams this year and has adapted well.
Oh, okay, back to my back line. And I've got four spots left all on the left and right back liners. I'm going to at left half back. And this is, and she's one who could play at centre half back. I'm going to put Ava Campbell, who, yeah, just provides a very good intercepting capability. And we saw quite a lot of consistent football from her during the year. And she's able to run. She loves to sort of burst and get off the mark quickly and move it forward. So I feel like, and this will be for both of us, I think there'll be a few girls that are out of their normal positions but in the same region, and she's probably one that could probably play that real centre half-back position, but she's on the left half-back, right half-back for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a player, and I'm going to put her on my interchange, and I'm just picking her now because I think that you're going to pick her otherwise, not because I didn't necessarily go now, but we've both enjoyed watching Ruby Murdoch, and she's going to get to change bench. So you can put her on my first interchange if you like. And she's a rotating player who I think just offers a lot, even in that interchange position, someone who can come on, shut someone down, but also provide that flair. And she can also go onto the wing. So yeah, she fills out an interchange spot for me.
You are correct in saying she was on my list, but I think I do have quite a good backup option. Well, she was actually most likely going to go out of position if I did put her in Ruby Murdoch, just given the midfield depth is pretty strong, I think, for both of us. But I was going to possibly put her out of position. But one that I want to put in, they had a really good end and a great chance at in the back pocket, is Joe Sunderland, who I think deserves to be in one of our teams for sure.
Yeah.
And we loved her exiting strategy is just really strong. She knows how to move the footy out really well and just built a really good back end to her season. So I'm very happy to put her in my team.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And she was in my team as well. Happy to disclose that, but that's okay. My next selection, just looking at the players I've got left, I do want to get another small forward in there. And that small forward that I am going to go for is going to be Ava Jordan out of the North, yeah. But Lily Jordan in one forward pocket. And then I've got Ava Jordan will go off half forward, and another one who, yeah, has that ability at ground level to get it done, and can play in the midfield as well if you wanted to. So, yeah, she slots into my forward line.
Okay, I need to fill my forward line out as well. Going to fill that other forward pocket role, and I'm going to put Maya Stobie in that other spot. She's one that kept building her footy, especially we saw at the start of the year that game against Oakley on the Friday night. She just went nuts. When the ball went to ground, she just knew how to get it. Yep. Had some forgettable moments, which I'm sure she knows what I'm talking about if she's watching this video against Northern, where she could have missed some that she really should have scored, but she just knows how to get her hands on the footy and loves the drop of the ball. So she'll, her and Lila both love just love kicking goals in general. So she's in my other forward pocket position.
Yeah, no, it's a selection from you, I would say. I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna go on the bench, and I'm gonna put on there Chloe Adams from the Geelong. Yep. Just had a really solid season and played a role really well. I think her ability to cover the ground is something that really stands out. And her defensive presence, as well as ball winning ability and ability to get into ball winning positions, all features of her game.
So you're starting with your bench very early. I'm not. I just want to finish my 22, in all honesty, because I am worried you will take players that were in my starting 22 and put them on your bench. So I just want to fill out my 22.
You mean?
What was that?
Starting 18.
Yes, you are right. In sense, yes, starting 18, my bad there. Emily Goff goes into my other halfback role.
Yeah.
I want to fill out that halfback. I'm pretty tall down back now that I've sort of looking at it. Joe Sunderland is a bit smaller, but I'm willing to have some talls there, and I'm hoping you don't pick the last back spot that I have. But I've loved, Emily Goff has had a very good season, and she's probably one that's gone underrated. I know you agree with that. So,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, she has the capability to move onto the wing as well, which is where she played a bit of her champs time. So, a bit of versatility in her with that. So, she fills in that last half back row.
She's a long kick, and you talk about her versatility, Emily Goff. I'm about to select has some versatility as well. I'm going to select her in the back pocket, but she can rotate into the midfield at Gippslander. Amber Shute. She goes into and certainly deserves selection in this team. I think her coolness is something that stood out in the first Vic Country game, and certainly she has that real athletic ability. She's got a bit of pace. She's pretty clean at ground level. I think she's what you want from a defender. So I do hope she gets selected as well, but certainly she's been the most impressive top eight talent out of the Gippsland region this season. She goes in the back pocket for me.
Okay, well, I said I wouldn't touch my bench till my 22 is done, but it would be criminal if she doesn't get in my team. She won't get in the A team purely because of the midfield being already finished, but Isabel Bacon has to go onto my bench at the very least as my first on interchange. So, yeah, I can't leave her out completely. And just to be safe in case you do choose her down the line, so she goes on my bench.
I have left my ruck long enough. I want Jess Vukic, so she's going to fill my ruck position. It was just going to be a matter of who bit first there with the ruck, and I think we both would have gone Jess Vukic first. So I guess be interested to see who your second pick is. But, yeah, Jess Vukic fills that ruck position for me. And like I touched on before, Tanisha Kikoak can rotate into there as well.
Yeah, for sure. I have two other rucks that I will choose out of when I get to that position. But I'm going to finish my back line up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with both these girls are probably being played out of position, mind you. But I'd like some Murray representation. So I'm going to go with Kayla Cobzan in my team because there isn't a lot of country representation in either of our teams, I must say, apart from sort of Geelong, but we know that country is lightly. So putting Kayla in, and she had some good football throughout the year, played most of the year with Murray and was there every week and playing her role now with that booming left foot of hers to exit out of D50. So she goes in.
Yep. I'm going to go next up with Hannah Scott, who's going to go in a back pocket for her ability to shut down for the Northern Knights. Was really impressive. She was really consistent and got some really tough assignments. And one of those was actually Alicia Pisano. But, yeah, her improvement throughout the season was really, really impressive. And she's really good aerially for the Knights. So she's going to take a back pocket position for me, Hannah Scott.
Okay, two are forward spots. And again, she's out of position, to be quite honest, when I select her because she's more of a full forward. But I'm going to put Mia Zielinski one of my other half forwards because, yes, this is quite unusual for her to play here, I must say. And she's very powerful when she is in that full forward position, but could still make equal impact at that half forward role. And she was Sandy's leading goal kicker throughout the year. So she knows how to hit the scoreboard very well. So she's at that left half forward role for me.
Someone who probably should have been selected earlier, I think, is Sarah Grundon, and she's still out of forward position for me. So, yeah, her pressure when she goes to half forward, I'm just smiling because Nathan's laughing.
Oh, okay.
Her pressure when she's at the half forward is something which really stands out, and she can rotate into the midfield and shown she's got the craft there, but has picked up that smart inside 50 quite quickly as well, the call to cannon.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was going to finish my half forward line out. Now I'm in a bit of trouble. I'm in quite a lot of trouble now. I don't actually know who I'm going to put in that half forward role now, and I have to choose it now because the longer I wait, the worse it could get. Okay, someone's out of position, whoever I'm putting in it. I am... Oh, no, you know how I'll put Georgia Jackson
there. Okay, inside for Oakley.
So, and when she did, and only I say it because when she does move the ball forward, she's very comfortable offensively. So I wouldn't feel uncomfortable with her at that half forward role. But in terms of a genuine half forward, and I might have forgotten someone, but she was my last option, Sarah Grundon. So I was, it wasn't the best thing to hear when you said that. But that fills out my 18 apart from my ruck, which will be my next pick.
And you do always have a resting midfielder, I guess, in the forward line. So that's positive from your point of view. And, yeah, I've certainly got some versatility in my forward line with some players that can go into the midfield. I am going to go back to half-back now. You did select those two line-breaking sort of players that I really wanted in my team off half-back quite early in Jess Wrench and Gemma Rigoni. I was hoping I'd have at least one of them off half-back, but I don't, and I don't have Ava Campbell either. But I am gonna select someone who has played in the midfield, another one who has got the versatility to go further up the ground. We didn't see full season. There was a little bit of injury interruptions. She's a GWV rebel. She's an overager. Her name's Molly Walton. And I liked what I saw her when she was playing her best footy. So she fills out a half-back position for me.
She was on my list, actually. She was one I was potentially going to put on the bench. So good choice from you there. And she was one of Rebel's best throughout the year when she was on the ground. So, yeah, good selection from you there. And I, as I said, I'm going to put my ruck in. This is a choice between Layla Lappin and Maddie Torpy. So and that was why I said that I had two of them. What was that?
Hayley Peck was my backup, just putting it on there.
I think Maddie Torpy played some pretty consistent footage. She had a pretty bad finger injury, which unfortunately I saw with my own eyes, which wasn't terrific. That was awful, that finger break. But she goes into my ruck position to fill it out. And obviously, Jess Vukic would have been my number one as well.
Yeah.
But you got her. So that's my 18 done. So it's bench for me now.
Yeah. I have a player who's an interesting one that I am going to put on my No, I'm going to leave her because I don't think you're going to select her. I'm gonna run the gauntlet. I hope I don't live to regret that. I will finish my field as well. I was going to select a forward on the bench, but that's all right. So a halfback to finish off my team as well. Someone who can impact aerially and is also quite capable, I think, at ground level. So her intercepting ability is probably what sets her apart. Matilda Fitzgerald from the Northern Knights.
Yep. Okay. That's your 18 done as well. So it's now bench for both of us. Okay, we'll see. I do feel like I'm lacking forward-wise with my bench, and I know that will be an issue. It's quite tough. My first option, just to solidify my backs, will be Georgia Stubbs from the Eastern Rangers. There's another tall, which now that I say it out loud, is probably not the best option for me, but I do love her ability to move forward as well, and she's pretty strong in transition with her ability to her kicking ability out of D50 is strong. That's what I like about her, and she knows how to get her hands sort of up high to avoid the contest well. So
yeah,
defensive heavy my team's gonna be.
I've discounted a player because I thought you selected her early, but I'm now looking at your team. She's not there. Maybe she was mentioned. And she certainly would have gone up half back if I realised she hadn't been selected yet. I guess I'll select her on my bench. Lara Hausegger.
No, I hadn't selected her yet. She was one of my next selections, but
yeah, she's slipped a little bit to what she probably deserves. But Lara Hausegger can go on my bench. So, yeah. That leaves me with two more selections.
Okay, I've got three. Well, Lara, it was either Stubbs or Lara, and I just wanted height. I don't know, height in the girls' game I think can do a lot because the average is quite small. So if you've got quite a tall team, at least aerially you're winning. Yeah, like I said, I'm struggling forwards-wise. I don't really have another forward to put on the bench, which is a bit of an issue. I'm going to go with Amy Karras-Brett.
Winger.
Yes. I guess emergency forward if you really want to push it. But I just think, in terms of talent-wise, she's one I'd quite like on my team as to rotate through that midfield mix and on the outside as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tamara Henry. Yep. She's going to finish off my forward line. Going to be that sort of seventh forward that rotates on. I think her ability forward of centre to impact when the ball's in her region is something that really stands out. She's pretty clean at ground, pretty consistent player, doesn't have too many chinks in her armour, and she delivers it inside 50 well. And, yeah, in a good team, she certainly would thrive.
I do have one forward that I think I need to put in just to make sure there's one. I'm going to put Bella Gillam from.
I had Henry or Gillam. If Tamara Henry didn't get picked, yeah, Bella Gillam was my backup.
And she was a good goal sneak throughout the year for the Falcons and did her work very deep inside 50. So I guess tall forwards wise, I'm a bit in trouble, but I think that those deeper forwards, she will rotate pretty well. So that's my second last pick.
One who we expect to see play VFLW footy, but I am surprised to see her in your team because she was one that earlier I said I'm just going to wait on her actually because I don't think you'll select her in the end. You have selected her, but that's okay because I've got Tamara Henry in there. To finish off my team, I am going to put in another GWV rebel in Tyler Crabtree. Really tenacious midfielder who puts her head over the footy, covers the ground well. And if you stay tuned to our channels, there will be a video of her coming out. We're looking forward to having a chat to her. So stay tuned to our channels for that. She's been one of our favourites to watch this season.
Took my last pick. Well, not my last. I had three players left, Layla Lappin, Lucy Cronin and Tyler Crabtree. I can't afford to have another tall. So Lucy Cronin.
All again, and I did it in the boys as well. I've gone too small, but yeah, go on.
Lucy Cronin, finishes out my team. And I guess she does replace. She's not that tall a defender, so I do technically get my way in the end and make up for my mistake in the end. So there we go. Those are our teams you see on the screen now. And now we have the task of selecting our coach and captain. You had pick one, so I've got first pick of the coach. And I have to go with the premiership coach, Tyre Vickery, as mine.
Yeah, and I'll go with Josh Moore as my coach. I think their culture is something that really stands out every time I'm down there. Obviously, I cover them for the Pakenham Gazette newspaper as well. So I do get a little bit more insight than some others and did a behind-the-scenes story on them. And, yeah, their culture is something that really stands out. So Josh Moore will be my coach. Now we'll have a little bit of a review of our teams.
The first captains. Got to do our captains.
Of course, yeah, captains, of course. You go with your captain first.
My captain, pretty obvious for me. I'm going to go Michaela Williamson.
Over Ava Campbell? Okay, interesting.
Just.
And then for me, my captain is going to be, just having a look around, she's on my bench. I've got two captains on my bench in Chloe Adams and Lara Hausegger. But I've got Gemma Ramsdale on the field. In fact, Gemma Ramsdale is one of the best leaders in the Coates Talent League. So, yeah, Gemma Ramsdale is my captain from fullback.
Vice captain, Ava Campbell.
And vice captain for me will be Chloe Adams.
There we go. But as you said, now we're going to go through our teams and we're not obviously going to pick a winner. It's quite hard to pick a winner when you don't see them against each other. But do head to our socials because in a day or two, we are going to post these teams on Instagram and you'll be able to vote on who you think, on which team would win if they were to play against each other in real life. But, Jonty, do you want to get us started with my back line, your forward line?
Yeah, your back line starts. So my forward line, I've got Chantelle Mason and Georgia Clark as the key targets, and they'd be playing on Jasmine Shepherd and Delaney Madigan, and then you've got around them Joe Sunderland, Emily Goff, Kalia Cobson, Ava Campbell, all as defenders, as well as Lucy Cronin from the Oakley Chargers, playing on the likes of Alicia Pisano. It'd be interesting who got that match up. Ava Jordan, Sarah Grundon, Lily Jordan, and then also Tamara Henry from the Western Jets.
Well, I do agree. I don't know who would get the matchup on Pisano. Be quite tough. I mean, whoever does get her, let's be honest, you're not winning it. You're just at least impacting it somehow.
Yeah.
I think the Mason and Jazz Shepherd matchup, I think Chantelle wins in terms of the forward craft, but I think Chantelle lacks a bit of defensive presence to stop the transition. So I think that's where Jazz might win that one. And this is similar to with the boys. I do think I went with a very offensive defense where it's a very intercept and go thing because I think we saw that late as well with the girls and especially with Oakley in the grand final. When they were able to intercept and go, that's where they were getting their scoring opportunities from and scoring on turnover. So
yeah,
that was my idea a little bit with my forward and with my back line.
Probably
we'll go
talk about my forward line a little bit, just looking at it. I'm probably lacking just a little bit of height. Obviously got Chantelle Mason, Georgia Clark, but that sort of third tall forward I probably don't have, which I, in hindsight, would like. But we will move on to, we'll start with the wing position, then we'll go inside mids. So we've got Michaela Williamson and Gemma Rigoni starting on your wings against Hayley McLaughlin and Keely Fullerton. So the wings were a really difficult one for me because I didn't want to play anyone out of position. You've sort of gone two players who their primary positions, probably one of them in the midfield, one of them off half back, whereas I wanted to pick genuine wingers, which made it a little bit more difficult. So I think from a discipline point of view and understanding of position, IQ, craft, my players would win. But, you know, asking someone like Keely Fullerton to beat a Michaela Williamson is a big ask. So obviously they've both got different strengths and, yeah, it'd be an interesting one to see. And Gemma Rigoni's obviously got that line-breaking ability as well.
Yeah, I would agree. Michaela, like I said, Michaela Williamson on the win. I don't know. I just like her outside work a bit. And I think if you don't even have to rely on her on the inside, just get it out to her and you've got that quality of a player waiting for you and the ball goes loose. I just like her there. I just think it would be interesting. Obviously, these are just fantasy teams, so it doesn't have to be exactly what it would be when they're playing for their respective clubs. I guess inside midfielders now, if we want to take a look at that.
Yeah, inside midfielders. So you went Jess Wrench, who we saw there late in the season, played some really good footy. And then Amy Gallo, you've got Laura Stone as that inside midfielder as well. So they're your starting mids. And then you've also put Georgia Stubbs on the bench as well as Isabel Bacon, who can both rotate through there. Obviously, there's plenty of players in both of our teams that can also rotate through the midfield. And for me, I've got Bridie O'Rourke in my midfield, along with Kaylee Kavanagh and Meg Robertson. So I think I've got a really hard, tough midfield, as well as got that explosive edge with Bridie O'Rourke and Tyler Crabtree and Chloe Adams really round out what I think is a really hard midfield to crack and a really, really sturdy one who won't take a backward step.
I think this is a very, very even, and I agree what you said. You've got a pretty tough midfield there to beat. Mine's very based on just general craft. These players, you've got Wrench, who probably fits that tough mold, and then Gaylor and Stone, who just know how to get the hands on the footy and move it out of congestion. It'd be a very tough one to analyze, and I'd like to see what the viewers and followers think of that matchup and who would win that. And then move into the final matchup, which is my forward line, your back line.
Yeah, so the first thing before we get to anything is I think the biggest thing that I look at now in hindsight with the back line is I had so many key defenders written down, and then I only put Gemma Ramsdale and Tanisha Kikoak in, and then I've got Hannah Scott, Matilda Fitzgerald, Amber Shute, Molly Walton, and Lara Hausegger around them. I was going to get some height on the bench and then realised that Lara Hausegger had been overlooked, so I got her on. But, you know, in hindsight, if I could have got whether it was an Ali Spegan from the Calder Cannons or an Annabelle Embleton and Bianca Lyons, someone like that, just with a little bit more height to shut someone down, someone tall. You talked about the height that you've obviously got there, and you've got Mia Zielinski as that extra forward from a height point of view that, I struggle to match up on. But, yeah, no, we'll have a look at the matchups. So, yeah, the players that I'd be looking to shut down my team would be Sophie Butterworth, Christy Lee Weston Turner versus Gemma Ramsdale and Tanisha Kikoak. And then around them, you've got Mia Zielinski, who'd have a height advantage on her direct opponent. Georgia Jackson's your resting midfielder in your forward line. And then you've got Maya Stobie, who'd match up on someone like a Hannah Scott. And then Lila Keck would get Amber Shute or look something like that. And then I've also got Lara Hausegger on the bench, who's a pretty handy player to come on 6 or 7 minutes into the first quarter.
Well, I think the most interesting matchup would probably, I'd have to say probably the centres for both in Butterworth and Ramsdale, and then Christy Lee Weston Turner and Kikoak. And I guess more the Kikoak Weston Turner one, based off they're so tall, yet play like they're so agile, and their ability to move is so great. So I would love to see those two match up on each other because they sort of play similar in the way they move, and be interesting if I think they're the same height. They would nearly be in the high 170s at the very least. So very similar matchup. And then Ramsdale in the form she got into at the back end of the year against Butterworth. It is a matchup that we could actually get the answer for if we just found that out. What happens at training? We would actually know who wins that battle pretty often. So there you go. That about wraps it up. I said,
one more, Nathan. Just Jess Vukic, I think, would take out Maddie Torpy. She's been the clear, I guess, supreme ruck in the competition this season.
I'd agree, but Torpy can go forward as well. That's something with her as well. Well, that about wraps it up for today. Next week, we will preview the AFLW draft, so make sure to stay tuned for that, and that will be our final episode for the year to wrap everything up. So make sure you stay tuned for that. As I said, head to Instagram to vote on who you think won the battle of the teams today and who would win if there was an actual game. Thank you all for watching. Make sure to tune in for next week's final episode, and we will see you next week.